Yes, this is Louis Quinones. Who is this again?
It's the 3-2. I have the dog on here.
Okay, is if you can put him on, we'll start the hearing.
Okay, he's on, sir. Hello, sir.
Hello, can you hear us clearly?
Yes, I can hear you clearly.
Thank you. This is Louis Quinones. I'm the acting board chairman of the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. The next voice you will hear is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and he'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Okay, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I could, sir.
Okay. We're putting forward the Honorable Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to the Committee of Supervision Revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members who have conducted hearing at this time. We have the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Gary Rittenhouse, the Honorable Louis Quinones, who is our acting board chair. My name is David Neal, I'll be the hearing lead. And also in the room today from the Department of Corrections, we have to have the Honorable Mr. Grady, and we'll also represent the parole office today. So part of this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of this hearing.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, on that form, you're notified your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself, sir.
Thank you. So at this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Grady in. You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And if they've been violated, in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the two allegations that are on your warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask you to tell me if it's true or false. So here we go. Allegation number one is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about April 2nd, 2018 for the task GCMS lab report made in April 5th, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
It's true, sir.
Okay, allegation number two, violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directions of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about April 12, 2018, as directed on March 20th, 2018. You were actively avoiding supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
Yes, that's true, sir.
Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Galvin, I'm going to find that he wasn't as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second. Agreed.
Great. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Quinones, and agreed by Ms. Rittenhouse and Mr. Johnson. Okay, sir, we're moving to phase two now. As we start into it, Mr. Grady is going to give some background information first. So stay on the line, and I'll get back with you in a couple of minutes.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Galvin was released from DOC on February 9th of 2018. He was arrested on July 19th of 2018 by San Diego Sheriff's Office in California. He is an ABC warrant and misdemeanor possession of narcotic drugs. He returned back to DOC on August 8th of 2018. He has a CCD on December 12th of 2018 and reflects 98 absconding days. Current conviction, 2016, burglary, third degree, 2 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2005, theft, 1 year, 2006, burglary, third degree, 1 year. He has 3 terms to DOC. His CUIR scores are 53, mental health scores are 4, substance use scores are 1. He has no gang affiliation. Prior term of supervision, 2005, TIS release, absconded for 84 days, arrest and recharge of burglary for a degree, reach CSED while in custody. 2006, TIS release, absconded for 127 days, arrested and reach CSED while in custody. Disciplinary violation of minor with drugs and violence noted. Under arrest, 2016, controlled substance violation, California felony conviction, probation. His community risk score of a G2, B4, and his misdemeanor charges are pending.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Brown, do you know that we agree somewhere in the basic division? You approved to stay at 3731 East Helena, Strav, Tucson. And that was the only approved address that you have, Well, you obviously didn't stay at that address the entire time because you were arrested in California.
Yes, sir.
So, did you head to California pretty much around the time that you didn't show up for your face-to-face back in March?
Yes, I did, sir. The reason why I didn't show up is because I did want to get away from drugs. They did catch me in California. They said that I did have narcotics on me. They didn't catch me with anything on me, but at the time, I was working for NCIDC. I was getting mail there, you know. I just wanted to move on with my life and my wife. I got back together with my wife, so that's why I moved back to California. I didn't have at the time the money to pay for Interstate Compact.
Okay. So, of course, while you were over there, you didn't do any more UAs, but it looks like you had pretty much every UA that you dropped while you were on community supervision, everyone they had listed was a positive for something, amphetamines, opiates, known for amphetamine, which is GCMS is showing meth. So how is your drug problem, sir?
It was doing pretty bad. That's why I took it upon myself. I know it's not a good form of taking it upon myself. That's why I'm here, back in prison. I just wanted to get away from that substance. So I was enrolled and working for NCIDC, which is Northern Indian Development Council.
Okay, but how is your drug problem now?
My drug problem now, I don't consume any alcohol, I don't consume any drugs. You know, I did get back with my wife. I am taking care of my daughter and my son, but now no drug problem at all.
Okay, so when would you say is the last time you used any drugs?
The last time I used was the last time I dropped for parole.
So while you were in San Diego, you weren't using at all?
No.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to save my phone real quick. Is there any questions at this time?
Okay,
sir, there are no questions from the board. So we're nearing the end of your hearing. So before we go into discussion to make a decision, we'd like to give you an opportunity to give us a final statement, give us any other information you think might be relevant to our decision. We just ask you don't repeat all the information that we've already covered. So if there's anything else you'd like to tell us, now is the time.
Yes, I am sorry for the crime I committed. I did pay for it, and I will no longer ever do anything in my life to put myself in the same position. And I thank you guys for all your time.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion to make a decision. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think that we're addressing you, but we won't be. But
okay.
We want you to stay on the line. You can listen to the entire conversation. Just stay on the line, be silent, and once we're done, I'll get back with you. Okay, sir?
Okay, sir.
It was now discussion. Well, it sounds like Mr. Galvin has decided that he does want to live a productive life, take care of his family, hopefully totally shed his drug problems, but I just can't go with the 98-day abscam, especially when a good portion of it was spent in San Diego. If he would have stuck with the program here, he, I would be out. But, so I don't see him as a good candidate for return to community supervision this time, but he is scheduled to be out in December, and hopefully he can make a good plan and be successful with his life. I'd like to hear any other discussion from my fellow board members, if there is any. No? Okay. Based on all the information, warrant number 2018W151, Mr. Galvin's testimony and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Galvin as he with the length of violated term conditions of supervision and have lapse and without lapse in the current ratings for company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Greenhouse. Meeting by Mr. Johnson and Mr. Canovas. Okay, Mr. Galvin, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. And as you heard it, you know, the, one of the biggest reasons is because you left the state without provision. But you're scheduled to be released on the 12th of December of this year.
Which, yes, I'm killing my numbers, so it's...
Yeah, it's...
So,
yeah, 77 days is what I calculated, which, you know, that's about 2.5 months. So at that time, unless you've got something else going on in Arizona, you'll be free to go. You don't have to worry about interstate compact or anything, and you can head back to California, take care of your family. You apparently, there is something still pending over that that arrest in San Diego, but hopefully you'll be able to get through that without any more time behind bars. Okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, man.
We wish you the best luck. Thank you for appearing today, and thank you for your attitude today. It was,
okay.
It was very heartening to run into people that really have made decisions to straighten out their lives.
Yes, thank
so
you.
Thank you, sir.
All your time, and you guys have a wonderful night.
All right. Thank you, sir. We'll put Steve in that one, please.